This year, Seattle authorized 3 tent encampments for homeless people, but there are still a lot of people living in tents under highways and in parks in unauthorized places. So every year, the city develops programs to move people out of those sites. And that's on the rise. There were 351 cleanups in 2014. This year, more than 500 through November. Why more cleanups of homeless encampments this year? Jason Johnson is the deputy director of human services for Seattle, and he says the city is responding to a rise in the number of reports about these sites.
With items like apps, people can report someone sleeping outdoors very easily just by simply taking a photograph and clicking a couple buttons.
So that's why we're seeing more cleanups, just because we've gotten a lot more reports?
So we try to be as responsive as we can be. We contract with Evergreen Treatment Services and their REACH program to go out to where these individuals are reported to be. And if they're still there, make sure that they have a list of shelter resources, a way to access case management at their program, or a way to access a number of other services like food or warm clothing.
What's an example of a place that's currently being cleaned up by the city?
I think a good example took place last week at I-90 and Rainier Avenue. There was a report of an encampment, and when we sent outreach, there were 27 tents located in this one area. On site, there were 13 men and 3 women, and we were successfully able to offer some level of service to most of those individuals.
What happens to the people who you're not able to help, who don't want to take referrals, who might take a referral but then not head to, say, Union Gospel Mission or go to the homeless encampment that's been authorized? What happens to those people? Where do they go?
They need to definitely move from the site that is being addressed. The city has a responsibility to make sure that areas are cleaned. It's really difficult when people won't engage in a level of service that brings them indoors. But when those sites are identified that do need to be cleaned up, we do need to ask that people move along.
So you might not know where these people go if they don't engage, as you said.
Correct. You know, we're not always successful with every person.
I'm talking with Jason Johnson. He's the Deputy Director of Human Services for the City of Seattle. We're talking about the city's cleanups of unauthorized homeless sites, camping sites that are happening right now. There have been 527 of those cleanups so far this year. And Jason, I'm sure you've heard this. Many advocates for homeless people say that these aren't really cleanups, they're sweeps. So how are you making sure that people who are camping at these places, their possessions aren't thrown out, their tents aren't thrown out?
Yeah, the city has developed a very clear protocol on how to interact with people who are in these unauthorized encampments. That protocol details sort of how belongings that are left behind should be collected and stored, how a notice should go out. Those notices, you know, need to go out 72 hours before a cleanup happens. So there's this unauthorized encampment protocol that really details very clearly how the city is going to engage with folks that are sleeping outdoors.
You also said that there was a public health issue with these unauthorized encampments and that they needed to be cleaned up. How do you make sure that people don't just go back to those same sites?
You know, we're not always able to ensure that that happens. It is actually quite often that we will go through and clean a site, and soon after, people may return to that very site. But what is important about having the opportunity to go and clean the site of the extensive litter and human waste that can really impact a site is that the site is then at least clean, and the environmental and public health risk is much reduced.
Jason, you described these cleanups as enhanced outreach. There are teams that go out. You provide referrals for people who are willing to take those referrals. You're trying to get people inside ultimately, but are these cleanups, even with those referrals, those enhanced offerings, a long-term solution for homelessness in Seattle?
They are not. While the sort of immediate and crisis response of getting people off the streets and indoors is a good first step, it's the work of increasing permanent housing stability that I think really makes a difference.
Jason Johnson is the Deputy Director of Human Services for Seattle. KUOW has done a lot of reporting on homelessness in Seattle and in King County this year, and you can find that coverage at our website, kuow.org. Search for homelessness.